All right, Monday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. As always, be blessed in Jesus' mighty name. 1 week under the Trump administration, things are going swimmingly. Very, very happy. Lots of stuff is going on. Lots and lots of good stuff. Unbelievable border numbers. That's the first thing we're going to launch into tonight is the border. Just great numbers. And here's the thing. Great numbers finally in the right direction. Not great numbers in the wrong direction. Great numbers, unbelievable numbers in the right direction finally. Not 15,000 illegal border entries per day anymore. That's not happening. They had 400 one day last week. They had 400 total contacts in a day. Not entries, contacts in a day. And again, you know, Biden said, there's no way for me to unilaterally shut down the border until he unilaterally shut down the border about 6 months before running for president, or not even that far, about 3 months before announcing that he's running for president, as president, running again. So Trump just shuts it down, just like we've been saying on the podcast, like you already knew. It's already established law. The border is shut. It really is what Alejandro Mayorkas says, but in reality, that is the law. The border is shut. The border is secure. That is the law. And then they opened it on purpose and flooded our first world country with third world immigrants, so they are very easily globally governed. That's the point of it all. And I love the one thing I'm going to say off the pregame is that one is the Martha Raddatz interview with Tom Holman. She said, you're going to do these military flights full of immigrants every day. Just like what happened with Colombia. You know, Colombia said, you're not allowed to land your planes here in Colombia with our illegals. And Donald Trump said, no problem whatsoever. Well, you're just going to have 25% tariffs on every freaking thing that comes to the United States of America. About an hour later, the president of Colombia said, not only am I going to allow you to land, I'm sending you my personal plane. That's how, I mean, again, if you're a Democrat, how can you even be a Democrat? How can you ever even espouse that the border can't be closed, that you can't deport millions upon millions of people? You either have to accept the fact. It's one of two facts, but you have to accept the fact that your administration, the Joe Biden, Kamala Harris Border Czar administration was completely incompetent or purposely stupid and had an agenda. You have to accept one of those two things, purposeful stupidity because of an agenda, or they're galactically incompetent because Donald Trump has accomplished in 7 days. This is 1 week. We had 1 week at noon today, so we are 7 days and 9 hours into the Trump administration, and he's already shut the border. He's already got the he's already has the Mexican president. She's not saying a word. We're calling it the Gulf of America. She ain't saying a word. She's terrified. Absolutely terrified. You got Putin calling every day saying, I'm ready to talk. When was that happening under the Biden administration? Every day Putin's out there. I'm ready to talk. Every day. And now Trump just says to the Colombian president, you know what? You don't want to let our flights land to bring back your illegals? No problem whatsoever. You can forget about trading with the United States of America for profit. You can forget about it. And lo and behold, he sends his own plane. The president of Colombia sends his own plane, his Air Force One, to pick up illegals. That's how you lead. You have to look at yourself as a Democrat and say, I'm disgusting. I'm absolutely disgusting that I let in 12 to 20 million illegals into this country in 4 years. 2.5 New York cities. When Donald Trump shuts it all down in really a day. Because when I said there was 400 border contacts, that was like Wednesday of last week. So it was like 36 hours in. Imagine looking yourself in the mirror and thinking of yourself as competent as a Democrat. Again, it either has to be an evil agenda to destroy America, or you're galactically incompetent if you're a Democrat. If you vote for it, you are voting for galactic incompetence or an evil agenda. That's it. Because Donald Trump has absolutely flamed everything you say. It's just like when he's sitting there in front of the Democrats in California. We've come up with these agenda items so that this never happens again. Okay, they've come up with these agenda items. It's just absolute. All that it is them just filling space with political, space with political platitudes. That's all they're doing. They're not ever going to do anything. It's like Biden never did anything. He just said that he was going to do things. They sit there and they filibuster with approved verbiage. We have agenda items that we've already approved and an emergency agenda. Okay, still they haven't done a thing in California. Nothing's being done. And Trump says, "You ever thought about water, you idiots?" I'm adding the idiots part. He said, "We are the now." This was not edited when he said, "We are the party of common sense, and you're not." How about water? How about water? If you have wildfires, you might want to have your fire hydrants full of water. How about that? For an innovative thought for you Democrats. I mean, how do you even look at yourself in the mirror when you live in an area where your leadership allows there to be no water in fire hydrants? Unbelievable. But anyway, Martha Raddatz is talking to Tom Holman, and she's expecting the usual kowtowing. "You're going to do this every day?" He goes, "Yes." That's what you do. You look these condescending prigs in the eye and you say, "Yes." Because these are evil, nasty, lying people. Look them in the eye. Don't be ashamed. If a liar calls you a name, it's actually a good thing for you. It's a compliment. If a liar calls you a name, if a stupid person calls you stupid, if an evil person calls you evil, those are compliments, because if an evil person calls you evil, you're the opposite of evil. So she expects the usual kowtowing, the usual, "I'm going to back down from every day." He goes, "Yes, every day." And but not only does it, this is the thing, this is what the Trump administration does. Not only do they stick to it, they pile on. Because he goes, "Yeah, that's just right now, though. Soon we're going to expand the aperture and it's going to be more flights and more people." And she's like astounded. She sits back with her virtues. "I just can't believe you would do this." Of course, she lives behind walls, lives behind guns. She's never been threatened by an illegal in her life. Her job's not a threat. She believes in DEI, but never gives up her white woman job. So none of it ever applies to Martha. Nothing. She made multi-millions of dollars, probably worth $100 million. Nothing ever applies to Martha. So she can sit on high and have all this virtue about, you know, "I believe that we should build a bigger table and not bigger walls," when she never actually sits at the table and she never actually feeds anybody, never does anything for anybody ever. So I just love it. He says, "Yeah, you know, yeah, we're going to do it every day, but this is just the beginning. We're soon going to be doing a whole lot more because we're going to expand the aperture." So you're going to eventually go after everybody and deport them. Yes, they're illegal aliens. Illegal aliens. They need to be deported. That's the way that it is. All right, let's get to the border. Oh, let me say hey to everybody in the chat real quick. Alpha Acres is on. PJ Wiles is on. D9597 is on. Tim L. T-Bird is on. PD Frank 1974 is on. Ratcliffe 1965 is on. Sixlin's on. Scooter 887 is on. Producer Aaron's on. Praise Holler's on. Dave Souders is on. Why Not Me is on. Gloyd Shaw's on. Peg McGroin is on. Lynn Custer is on. Gucci Buckeye, already in the Rumble Rant, $20, thank you so much, is on. Neanderthal Soup is on. Matriarch of the Rumble Rant, Tammy L. Mark Gritter, is on. Lizzie, 859? 859 is on. Sixlin is on. Why Not Me is on. My darling Sherry is on. Mike Griffith is on. Lisa Mauer's on. Volvo 960 is on. Love you guys. Appreciate each and every one of you. So put up that first pick for me. Glad to see this at the border, aren't you? This is what the border looks like now. Now, that is CBP on the left, but on the right is the United States Marine Corps now at the border. That's what, you know, does everybody realize this? I'm sure you do, Aaron. I'm sure you do, Brent. That everybody else's border has their military on it. You know why? Because you're not supposed to invade borders. So you put your military there. Imagine that being an innovative thought here in the United States of America. That you actually put your military at the border. What does Donald Trump do? Did he wait a week? No. Did he wait a month, a year, 2 years he's campaigning on? No, he actually sent them down there. And the Marines are now guarding the border. And that's why there's been, you know, a couple hundred border contacts per day. That's it. Not 15,000 entries per day. Not 1,000 entries per day. Not 400 entries per day. Like a couple hundred contacts per day. And they're all sent back 180 back to Mexico. Because that's what's sitting at the border now. Right there. That's the way it should be, 24/7, 365. All right, let's go to the next one. Charlie Kirk video. Selena Gomez has some thoughts. Play for me.
I just wanted to say that I'm so sorry. All my people are getting attacked. The children. They don't understand. I'm so sorry. I wish I could do something, but I can't. I don't know what to do. I'll try everything I promise.
One.
I have some suggestions about what you could do. I mean, that's Selena Gomez crying with her Mexican flag. She immediately took this video down, by the way. But, of course, people don't realize you can take it down all you want. People's already got it.
Yeah.
They've already uploaded it somewhere, and they're going to put it out forever. You can try it. This is pointless. So I have a suggestion. Why did you never hire any illegals, Selena? Why did no illegals ever live in your house? Ever? Why? Why did you not employ them? Why did you not live with them? Why are you not going down the border right now? You're worth millions upon tens of millions of dollars. Why aren't you going down the border and feeding all these people? Why? What exactly is going on? Why? You said you don't know what you could do. Okay, the border's been open for 4 years. I never saw you at the border. I never saw you feeding anybody. I never saw you employing anybody. I never saw you taking down your walls and building your bigger table and having illegals living with you. I never saw that. I never saw you advocate for illegals to live with you. I don't see you advocating now. I don't get it. Why don't you just actually stand up and say, you know what? I'm going to have illegals live with me, and you know what? That's breaking the law, breaking the law. Why don't you stand up instead of bawling immediately? She takes the video down. So Tom Holman, on Nick's order video, Tom Holman comments on Selena Gomez. Play for me.
I don't know if you've had a chance to see a video that has been going viral over the past hour or so. We're still working to clear it and show it. In fact, the Hollywood celebrity who posted it has now deleted it, I think because probably she faced a lot of backlash for it, noting even the New York Times and Fox News polls show that a majority of American respondents are in favor of deportations of criminals and gang members. She posted a video sobbing. She was crying in it. She said, all my people are getting attacked with the picture of a Mexican flag. Again, she has now taken that down. But what do you say to those who are out there saying that these are everyday people, these are families that are being attacked and dragged out of their homes? How do you respond to that?
I don't think we arrested any families. We've arrested public safety threats and national security threats, bottom line. And look, President Trump won the election on this one issue, securing our border and saving lives. This, what happened on our southern border last four is the biggest national security threat this country's seen, at least in my lifetime, because we got over 2 million known gotaways. We got a 600% increase in sex trafficking. We got a record number of terrorists crossing the border on the terrorist watch list. We have 250,000 Americans dying from fentanyl coming across the open border. We're going to do this job, and we're going to enforce the laws of this country. If they don't like it, then go to Congress and change the law. We're going to do this operational apology. We're going to make our community safer. We're going to save. Once we lock that border on continuous operation, you're going to see fentanyl deaths decrease, illegal alien crime decrease, sex trafficking decrease. It's just all for the good of this nation, and we're going to keep going. No apologies. We're moving forward.
Now, I have another suggestion for Selena Gomez also, because Brent gave me an idea. Okay, she says they're attacking my people. Now, how are they being attacked? Aaron, if you could side by side that right there. How exactly are they being attacked? Now, that's what they're loading up on military flights right now. Is that being attacked?
No.
No, that's not being attacked. You know what being attacked is? Being attacked. That's being attacked. Not arrested and deported. That's not being attacked. You're in. And again, why doesn't she give a crap about who's actually being deported right now? Nobody but convicted criminals and terrorist threats. That's it. And everybody with standing deportation orders. And why would all these hundreds of thousands of people, it's actually 1.7 million, that's 1.7 million, I believe, that have standing deportation orders that the Biden administration and Alejandro Mayorkas, they never enforced these existing deportation orders. These are the people that are being attacked right now. They're being attacked. So I guess every time a cop makes an arrest on a warrant, they're attacking the person, right? But Selena Gomez sits behind security that if you tried to touch her, they would attack you, right? So anyway, so she's an American citizen. She's saying that they're attacking my people. She's an American citizen. Why did she move to Mexico? Why? Why did she move to Mexico? Why? I don't understand. If those are your people, why do you live in L.A.? If those are your people, Selena Gomez, why do you live in L.A.? If I called somebody my people, that would be where I live.
Right.
You know, my people, Americans, those are my people. So I live here. If El Salvadorians were my people, then I'd move to El Salvador. I would say those are my people. I'd move there. I never understand it. I watch a lot of UFC fights and all that. And these guys that are Americans, have been Americans their entire life, born in America, come out waving a Mexican flag. Bye. You like it so much. It's not hard to get to Mexico. It's very easy to migrate to Mexico. Migrate. Go south. That's all you got to do. Go south. Go to a vacation in Mexico and simply never leave. There you go. I don't understand it. Honestly, no. All right, so here it is. George video. Amazing. President Trump's administration is already located 75,000 to 80,000 of the over 300,000 children that the Biden regime allowed to be trafficked through the border. So in, because this was yesterday's headline. So in 6 days, Donald Trump has located 80,000 out of the 340,000 children that the Biden administration lost into the wind. In six days, found all of these kids. Now, I want to ask Selena Gomez, and I want to ask all the leftist pundits and all the Democrats that are watching, why didn't you find the kids? I'm just curious. I mean, it took him 6 days to locate 80,000 kids. Remember, that was the first number we heard about, was there's 85,000 kids that were missing. Then it went to 300,000, now it's 340,000. Why couldn't you find the kids exactly? Oh, is it because you purposely labor trafficked and sex trafficked them? Because it's your Democratic Party's nothing more than a pedophile ring? Is that really what you are? Is that what's going on? Because you certainly put no effort. Again, you're either galactically incompetent or you are evil and nefarious with an agenda. That's it. That's the only possibilities. There is no C. You are either completely incompetent or you have an evil, nasty, repulsive agenda. That's it. If you're a Democrat, those are your two choices, because ask yourself, why didn't my administration, why didn't JoJo the Clown and Kamala Border Sar Harris, why didn't they find 80,000 kids in 6 days when Trump administration did? I don't understand it. Play for me, Brent.
Now, the second wave that Tom Holman and the Border Sar for Trump has told me about in all of this will focus on those missing children, hundreds of thousands of them that we know. And that number has started to already come down, Emily, from 300,000. So they found about 75,000 to 80,000 of those kids already. If they can get the list of these guys, 4 full days in office for Trump, if they can get the list of where some of those kids have been, and they've been identifying it, you know, since the election, going after them and trying to find those little ones, what in the world was Biden's administration doing? What was Secretary of Homeland Mayorkas doing when he said to the committees on Capitol Hill, we don't know where those kids are, I'll look into it? No, dude, you obviously had a better way to find them, and you didn't do your job. I can't believe they impeached him and didn't remove him.
Exactly. It's not just Mayorkas, of course. I mean, Mayorkas is an absolute evil clown. Again, that's why he got his pardon. You're either completely incompetent or you have an evil, repulsive agenda. That's it. And we know what it is. They're not incompetent. Anybody, you can close the border. So they have an evil, repulsive, child trafficking agenda. That's it. There's no way around it as a Democrat. That's what you're voting for if you're a Democrat. That is, there's no way around it. Trump just proved that it is, that's all that there is, an evil, repulsive agenda. That's it. Because Trump just proved it, because he's found, and by the end of next week, he'll have found half these kids. He's found 80,000 in 6 days. 80,000 kids that you were missing, that when you were asked as a Biden administration official, do you know where these kids are? No. Did you do in-person home visitations to verify who it was you're sending these kids to? No. We have witnesses at the border. You canceled the DNA test at the border, which would prove that the person that that child is with, these people that are so concerned about family separation, that the person the child is with is actually a relative and not a sex trafficker. You cancel that on day one of the Biden administration. Explain to me, as a Democrat, explain to me the logic behind that. Explain to me the purpose of canceling DNA testing at the border. I would love to hear your wisdom on that. I would love to hear it. So if you're a Democrat, explain to me your virtue. Explain to me how your party and the Biden administration wasn't horrendously incompetent or had an evil, repulsive agenda, or didn't have an evil, repulsive agenda. Explain to me how that's possible when Donald Trump proves that's all it could be. That's your administration you're so high on, one of the greatest presidents ever, Joe Biden. You're so high on that administration. Donald Trump has proved that he is either absolutely galactically incompetent or has an evil, repulsive agenda in 6 days. He's proved it because he's located 80,000 missing kids who are sex trafficked and labor trafficked. He's found them. Or just missing. We don't know what's happened to them. All right, so here we have Dr. Phil. And again, I'm just going to bring up Selena Gomez the whole time. I don't know what. Get some acting lessons, okay, please?
Right.
Get some freaking acting lessons and stop getting plastic surgery. You look like a giant puffball. You look goofy, okay? So I just don't know what I can do. Move to Mexico. Start feeding them. Come on. Give them millions of dollars. Make them have a great life in Mexico. Why don't you start paying for them to be processed legally in the United States of America? So I don't know what. I just told you what you can do, Selena. I just told you what you can do. Why don't you get them? Why don't you work on them getting green cards and employ a lot of them? Why don't you pay for all of their legal expenses to legally immigrate or get green cards and you can work for you? Why don't you do any of that over the last 4 years, over the last 8 years, over the last 12 years? Why don't you do any of it, Selena? Because you are a fake. You are a fraud. You are a virtue signaling fool. You're just an empty shell of a human being. And does she care about it? What about all these 80,000 kids that have been sex trafficked through the border? They're attacking my people. Is that an attack? We find 80,000 kids that have been sex trafficked or labor trafficked. When we deport the fentanyl traffickers who have killed 250,000 Americans over the last 4 years. Well, how about them? Where's the tears for them, Selena? How about the tears for this? Dr. Phil video just in, the first arrest in Chicago with real Tom Homan was a convicted sex offender, an internet predator, who, by the way, entered the United States in 2006. He's been having a great time over the last 19 years in the United States of America. Play for me, Brent.
What's your name?
Seda.
Seda what? Do you have a first and last name?
Sam.
Seda Sam?
Yes.
Where are you from?
Where I was born or where I'm from?
Where are you born?
Thailand.
You've been deported before from the United States?
No.
Never been deported?
But I've been in the system before.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What have you been charged with?
Charged with?
Before.
I'm not going to say nothing. I'm going to talk to my lawyer.
Yeah. Are you a citizen?
My mom's a citizen.
Your mother's a citizen?
Yes.
But you're not?
Nope.
But you've never been deported before?
You're Dr. Phil. You look like Dr. Phil.
Yeah? How do you know me?
No, I seen Dr. Phil, you know, on TV.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this is an example of sanctuary cities, right? We got an illegal alien convicted of sex crimes involving children. And he's walking the streets of Chicago. Again, the downfall. The problem with the sanctuary city that people like us walk in the street rather than local law enforcement working with federal agents, this is what we're dealing with. Yeah. You've been charged with sex crimes with children?
Not really.
Not really? And never been deported?
Nope.
Huh. Let's take them in and process them, lock them up.
Got it, sir.
All right. Let's get off.
All right, so there you go. Again, that guy's been in the country since 2006, 19 years. Nobody bothered to deport him. He's got a sex crime history with kids, and nobody bothered. Where's Selena Gomez? Where's Martha Raddatz? I'm just so stunned. I'm just so flummoxed. I'm just flabbergasted that you are flying all these illegals out every day. What about him? Why are you, I mean, where's your concern for the children that he raped? I'm just curious. I mean, just 19 years in the country. I mean, why are you guys not? Why are you not offering him to move into your home, Martha Raddatz? I don't understand. You're so caring about these people. Why are you not inviting them into your home? Why are you not paying their legal expenses? Valuable point Aaron brought up while we were watching this. I want to reiterate this to you. He doesn't have a right to an attorney. Okay, he has a right to be humanely treated. But listen, all Americans around him have to obey the laws. Our Constitution does not apply to him. We cannot obviously harm him because that would be a violation of our laws. Our laws, the jurisdiction thereof, Amendment, the 14th Amendment, that's birthright citizenship. Again, that birthright citizenship doesn't apply to illegals because they're not subject to the jurisdiction they're in. So he's not either. So if you don't get the benefit, you don't get the bad side of the jurisdiction, you don't get the good side either. You don't have a right to an attorney. You have the right to be held humanely and freaking deported. That's it. You have Catholic Charities put out a video, I'll play for you in a minute, telling illegals how to handle themselves when confronted by the Border Patrol or by the CBP. by DHS. Gave put out a video for it. As the Pope is again, the Pope also is flabbergasted by our inhumane treatment of illegals. While the Vatican has a giant wall that puts our wall to shame, and not one illegal has entered yet. I don't understand why Pope isn't opening the doors. They got lots of room, lots of gold. I mean, they can buy. They have hundreds of billions of dollars at their discretion. They can use that at any time they want. They can use it anytime. They can go buy Matt. They can basically go buy an island. They can go buy a country almost and just house all these illegals. I just wonder why the Catholic Church isn't doing it. They care about it so much, except for when it comes down to writing a check for it. Kind of weird, isn't it? They receive checks for $100 million a year from you and me for Catholic charities at the border. Same with Jewish Family Services at the border also, as they facilitate illegals and they facilitate child sex trafficking in the name of the Catholic Church, which, of course, shouldn't stun us considering the history of the Catholic Church.
Yeah.
All right, where the heck am I? Gunther Eagleman? All right, Gunther Eagleman video breaking. Border Patrol agents have been fired on today. Where's Selena Gomez? Play for me.
Suspected cartel gunman in Mexico fire shots at Border Patrol agents in Fronton, Texas. This all happened about 1 hour ago. Law enforcement tells Bill Malusion it happened as cartel members tried to bring a group of illegal immigrants across the river. The agents fired back. No one on either side was hit. But the group of illegal immigrants did not make it across the Red River.
The group of illegals did not make it across the river. Things have changed because not one illegal didn't make it across the river unless they died and drowned under the Biden administration. Alejandro Marquez didn't make it. And now the cartels, really smart by the cartels, when you've had Donald Trump tell you basically to your freaking stupid faces that he's about to send in Delta Force. Tell you something, guys. Listen, I'm not one to esteem one man above another or anything like that, but I can tell you one thing. I know who not to fight. Okay? Like, you go, if I go in, you know, a restaurant or whatever, and you see a guy with cauliflower ear, don't fight that guy. Don't fight him. If you're a cop like I was, get your taser out because you're going to lose. You're going to lose fat. Listen, every Friday I go watch my son. He's an MMA fighter. I go watch him spar, and some of there's UFC fighters there too. And I'm like, okay. I don't care. I'm 235 pounds. There's guys in there that are 142, and it wouldn't be close. They would annihilate me. You know, you just got to know. So if you're a cartel member, now you're starting today, for the first time in a while since I've heard this, you're firing at CBP, and Donald Trump's already told you that he's going to send in Delta Force operators, potentially, or Special Forces operators, and there's Marines there already. You might want to stop firing. I'm just going to get, just like I try to help out the people on the James O'Keefe videos. She's too hot for you. I'm just trying to help you out and so that you don't get dead. Credit Bongino. All right, Citizen Free Press video. Chris Hansen. And again, Tom, stop talking about Selena Gomez. She's just the symbol. She is the embodiment of the globalist leftist bourgeois elitists who do nothing for illegals themselves, just like they do nothing for CO2 emissions themselves, but then want everybody else to care about that which they don't care about and do nothing about. I'm just curious. I mean, you know, here's another video. Chris, a Citizen Free Press video. Chris Hansen is catching illegal aliens trying to have sex with underage girls. Are those the ones being attacked? I'm just curious. Martha Raddatz, are these the ones being attacked? They're being attacked by Chris Hansen as he catches underage. He catches illegals trying to have sex with underage girls. Are they being attacked when they're deported? All right, play it for me, Brent.
Fox News alert, Biden migrants in Boston are getting iced. And Bill Malugin tagged along.
I'm not going back to Haiti.
One of those threats is this illegal alien from Haiti. ICE says he's a gang member with 17 criminal convictions in recent years.
Trump, you feel me? Yo, Biden forever, bro. Thank Obama for everything that he did for me, bro.
You're not going to believe these new numbers. Days before the inauguration, Border Patrol had over 4,000 encounters in just a couple days. Yesterday, they had less than 500. Mexico's falling into line, too, building giant shelters to prep for those massive deportations. Mexico's like, what are we going to do with all these Mexicans? Well, they're going to need a lot of tents because illegals are getting iced left and right. And not just by Trump. Chris Hansen is catching migrant criminals. Watch.
You gave her $50.
Yeah.
My what was that for? The $50 was for sexo con chica 15 años.
No quería. No quería.
Her niece was 15. and you said you wanted a from her and we're going to pay her $50. Are you here in this country legally? Do you have U.S. citizenship?
Soy ilegal.
But you came here, Marvin, for sexo con chico 15 años.
No.
You could go back to Honduras.
No, por favor.
Yeah, por favor, you're going. You don't try. You don't have a right to a trial. You don't have a right to an attorney. You don't have anything. You have the right to remain silent because nobody could force you to talk. But you have no constitutional rights because you are not subject to the jurisdiction of the United States of America. You are subject to your country of origin because you illegally entered this country. If you entered this country legally, green card holder, naturalized citizen, whatever it is, fine. Then you are. You have the rights of a United States citizen, not these guys. They need to go. That's it. I mean, again, just all these people that are so concerned about these deportations, are these the people you're concerned about? The ones trying to have sex with 15-year-old girls? I'm just concerned. These illegals, they're trying to have sex with 15-year-old girls for $50. Sex conchita, whatever it is, they said. All right, in wokeness video, this one here, it's not funny, but it's kind of funny. Breaking, Michigan refugee worker, get this, Aaron, Michigan refugee worker, somebody who helps refugees, is now in critical condition after he was stabbed in a suburban home by the Afghan refugee who's trying to help.
Gosh.
Play for me.
A terrifying ordeal for a caseworker who helps refugees from Afghanistan get resettled into Michigan. Investigators in Oakland County say he was attacked in his own home in Orion Township Wednesday.
Well, it's terrible. I mean, obviously the person is trying to do their job, which is to help that person assimilate, and for whatever reason, this is the reaction he got.
Sheriff Mike Bouchard says a refugee helped by the caseworker somehow tracked down the caseworker's home address on Red Root Road, showed up, and stabbed them repeatedly, putting the victim in the hospital in critical condition.
We don't know specifically what his complaint was or his motive was, because the individual that was attacked is in surgery as we speak. He was stabbed multiple times.
One. Yeah, these are the Afghan refugees that were flown in on the Biden flights. Now, Tom Holman and Donald Trump are flying refugees out. Joe Biden loaded them up on airplanes after the national disgrace of our Afghan military withdrawal in the Abbey Gate and the 13 soldiers butchered at for absolutely no reason, Bagram Air Force Base being deserted. Biden flies a bunch of unvetted Afghans. They have no idea, and they've caught multiple of them already, allegedly married to 12-year-olds that they brought in. They say they vetted them. How would you vet them in 12 minutes? How would you vet them during that military withdrawal? How would that be? Remember when they withdrew the military first and left all the civilians behind and then had to bring the military back? That's the Biden administration. How in the world could anybody look themselves in the mirror and say, I'm proud to be a Democrat? All you are, if you're a Democrat, you're either galactically incompetent or you have a repulsive, evil agenda. That's the only choices that there are. That's it. So this refugee, Afghan refugee, isn't even vetted. Nobody has any idea who this guy is. How would you ever know? How would you know that when we've run him through our database, what database would tell you who an Afghan is? What database would tell you who a Mexican is? What database? And they find endlessly at the border everybody's IDs on the ground, so they're telling you who they are not when you're vetting them. They're telling you who they're not. They're telling you, they're lying to you about who they are because they've already ditched their ID and now they're making it up. There's no way for you to check. What's this database they can check everybody in? I'm just curious. I mean, I was a cop for 25 years. I never saw any database where you just check to see who somebody was who lives in Afghanistan. So this Afghan refugee, unvetted, follows his own immigration worker to his house and stabs him multiple times. Unbelievable. All right, Ben Berkwan video. Just now in Sweet Home Chicago, Governor Pritzker, the picture of health, he wants to take 10 vaccinations, and Mayor Johnson get hammered by real journalists. Play for me.
But he's trying to tear things down. I'm talking about Donald Trump and his administration.
Tom Homan, people at the Department of Homeland Security. They're the ones that are threatening people, again, who are law-abiding, who are often the anchors of their communities, who are paying taxes in this country. They're the ones who are threatening people. We're just standing up for people who live in our state and in our city.
Governor, yeah. Real quick, the amount of money that you've spent on harboring illegals over the last 4 years and protecting them now, and after Mayor Johnson's email that just went out yesterday saying they're going to spend more money on protecting illegals at the expense of the American citizens, in particular the West Side and the South Side. We've got representatives here. We've got Bob Israel here. Why not invest that money there? And then the second question is, are you prepared to be arrested if you don't follow President Trump's orders?
I'm going to answer your question.
This is for the mayor as well.
The money spent in the state of Illinois is about protecting the residents of the state of Illinois.
The citizens.
That is what it is about.
The citizens.
We will stand up for anybody who is standing up for the law. We follow the law in the state of Illinois. I'm very concerned that Donald Trump and the federal government is not going to be following the law. Indeed, they have proposed getting rid of birthright citizenship.
Good.
For many families, imagine we all ought to stand up for the Constitution. This president does not.
The Venezuelans. Why don't you collaborate with ICE, with the Trendelar on the Venezuelans?
We have given very clear instructions to our sister agencies in all of our city departments that they should and will and are expected to uphold our welcoming city ordinance. We are not going to interfere, but we're certainly not going to cooperate with that type of abhorrent behavior. I'm going to speak to our immigrant population as well as
legal or illegal.
The entire city of Chicago. The city of Chicago and the state of Illinois, we are a welcoming city and we are a sanctuary city. We are a sanctuary and welcoming state. That has not changed because of who won the election. And that's not going to change. Any of the measures that the president is looking to execute against working people in the city of Chicago, we will defend our city. It's just that simple. If he's serious about making America a place where every single individual can have an opportunity, then he should use his authority to work with the city of Chicago to build more affordable homes. He has the ability to help invest in building more economic opportunity. We are going to defend the interests of working people, and we're very proud to do that. Thanks to all of you.
What about the illegals that are victimizing the citizens? Mayor Johnson, what about the illegals that are victimizing American citizens? You've sold out the citizens. Excuse me, sir. You've sold out the citizens.
You just wonder how it is that we're $37 trillion in debt. I know this is state and local politics here, but Illinois and Chicago, of course, are majorly in debt also. If all of these people around them all the time, as if they're being, not as if, because they are, they're bourgeois elitist, surrounded by the guns you're not allowed to have. They legislate against guns and then surround themselves with guns. Legislate against walls and surround themselves with both literal and figurative walls. And they say working people and residents. First of all, a lot of these illegals are not working because they're not legally allowed to work. They don't have work permits. So they languish around and you and I add to the debt every day. What is the reason why that we're adding to the debt under Biden, $1 trillion every 90 days, every 90 to 100 days. Part of it is because we spent $260 billion on illegal migrants last year in 2024. $260 billion on illegal migrants, what they call residents. No, they're illegals. They're not even working. A lot of them are not working. They're instantly put on welfare. They get a monthly stipend. They don't call it welfare. They call it farewell. They just rename it. It's actually welfare coming from the Treasury, coming from the coffers of the United States government. These people aren't working, so that's a lie. Resident is just a cover-up term for illegal. We follow the law. How is it you're following the law by violating the law? It's the way it always is with Democrats. It's always that way. We're not going to allow you to put out disinformation, even though we are the very authors of all disinformation. We're going to follow the law by not obeying the law, by being a sanctuary city. So you are not following ICE law. You're not following established federal law. You're not honoring ICE detainers. So how are you following the law exactly? He brings up the 14th Amendment. You know what? Donald Trump can negate the 14th Amendment, because what I mean by that is this. He can negate it, put out an EO negating it, and then it can be challenged in court. How's he violating the law? Not violating the law. He's doing exactly right, because the 14th Amendment is a matter of opinion. We'll get to that in a minute. It's a matter of opinion, but really there's no even opinion involved in it. You ever read the thing? I guarantee you, J.B. Fat Pritzker has never actually read the 14th Amendment. He has no idea. It's not just when somebody gets born in the United States of America. It has to be born in the United States of America and subject to the jurisdiction there, and has to be born to citizens or naturalized citizens. Simple as that. You have Rahm Emanuel snickering behind him, the man who says, never let a crisis go to waste. And I love Pritzker smirks when he said when he's asked by Ben Berquam about harboring illegals, which is exactly what he's doing in his sanctuary cities. And then he tells Berquam to sit down. Who does Fat Pritzker think he is? Little fat tub of goo. Who does he think he is telling somebody to sit down? It's a problem. These guys have been surrounded by bootlickers and butt kissers for so many years. They believe they can just order anybody to do whatever they want to do as they're surrounded by their bodyguards. And who, J.B. Pritzker, just real quick, once again, J.B. Pritzker is directly involved with Ukraine because all these people know each other, because his sister, but J.B. Pritzker is a multi-billionaire, never be touched by his own border policies. His open border policies will never touch him. They will never rape anybody he's related to. They'll just rape other people, molest other people's children, steal from other people, and take other people's jobs. It'll never affect J.B. Pritzker because he's a multi-billionaire who owns Hyatt Hotels. And his sister is part of the rebuilding of Ukraine with the International Monetary Fund, the Bill and Hillary Clinton Foundation, and Pritzker's sister. It's all one giant circle bleep symbiote, and you and I are not invited. All right, here we go. Colin Rugg video just in. Is that where I'm at? No, sorry. Steve Touay. That was me. Steve Touay. So this is just a philosophical, very short philosophical video. And this is a conservative congressman confronting a leftist virtue signaler who takes the stand of, we should never deport anybody. They take that stand, but when do they take that stand? Play for me, Brent.
How many illegal immigrants being deported by the new administration would you find objectionable? Mr. Melnick, I'll ask you, 1 million?
I think 1 million would be a disaster.
2 million?
I think that is enough that would have severe negative ramifications.
I'm not reading what Trump intends to do. I'm reading exactly what President Barack Obama did. Yeah. So you said President Obama was immoral and inappropriate to deport those 1 million people. Is that what I heard you say?
There were many people that were deported under his administration that should not have been. Yes.
Look, I would really appreciate it to say, if you would go out on social media and say that the President Obama did a horrible disservice to those people he deported, and he's as wrong-minded as every other Republican who said we've got to secure the border, deport people. Because you can't have one being okay and the other one not being okay.
And that just shows you, and it's what I call a rudderless ship. Principleless people who only after power. What is their vehicle? Their vehicle is DEI. Their vehicle is liberalism. Their vehicle is socialism. If it would be politically beneficial for them, they'd actually turn conservative. They are actually rudderless people. They're principleless people. So the only time that this guy believes that it's an immoral disaster to deport people is if a Republican's doing it. If a Democrat like Hussein Obama is doing it, deported more people than George W. Bush and deported more people than Joe Biden did, and actually deported more people than Donald Trump in his first administration, because Donald Trump didn't allow nearly as many people in. So, but under this liberal, unless it's a Republican doing the deportations are no problem. So how do you really care about people then? Because you didn't care about the millions that Barack Hussein Obama deported, but you then allegedly really care about the millions that Donald Trump deports. So these people are principleless people who are simply, they have a nefarious, illogical motive. And that is to gain power. And they use various vehicles to do so, whether it's climate change, whether it's a pandemic, whether it's immigration, whether it's DEI, transgenderism, whatever it may be. All right, let's go to the next one. Colin Rugg video. I know we're really on the border tonight, but anyway, may not get off the border. All right, Colin Rugg video. Just then, deported migrants arrived back in Mexico and are now encouraging others to not come to the United States. Man, everything Trump is doing is working. Play for me.
Hay mucha migra y todos están cayendo. No les recomiendo cruzar porque hay un chingo de migra.
So there you go. They're actually encouraging. Don't come. Don't come. I'm telling you. That's why you saw it. I didn't even know it was part of that Jesse Waters snippet that I showed a minute ago. It was Wednesday of last week. I actually hit it on the money. 400. That's actually 400 encounters, not entries. 400 total encounters the entire southern border. There used to be 4,000 entries a day at Eagle Pass, Texas alone before they put up the solution of all solutions, razor wire, and it went down to zero per day. 4,000 illegal entries per day at Shelby Park, Eagle Pass, Texas, every day. Now there's 400 contacts, not entries, per day. And over the entire southern border, that's it. And Joe Biden said he couldn't solve the problem simply from the Oval Office. Oh, no, you're either, again, galactically incompetent or you have a repulsive agenda. That's it. I love this one, too. Insurrection Barbie video. Tom Holman fact checks Dana Bash this time. Play for me.
How many deportations do you think that you can carry out this year? Last year, for example, the Biden administration did deport about 270,000 people, which is the most since 2014. I know you said ICE has not been doing its job, but there have been a lot of deportation. Deportations? What's going to happen coming up?
That is not accurate. The Biden administration is hiding the numbers. If you look at those removal numbers, over 80% were Border Patrol apprehensions on the border that were immediately removed. They weren't ICE removals. If you look at what ICE has done in the interior of the United States under 4 years of President Biden, they have the lowest numbers removals in the history of the agency, despite a historic illegal crisis on the southern border. So they can claim 240,000, whatever removals. That's simply not the fact. And under the Trump administration, were there fewer removals? Yes. And why was that? Because we secured the border. We weren't releasing millions of people to the United States to have to go find and remove. So it doesn't matter how many people were deported. It's how many people were released in this country. And millions were released into this country by the Biden administration that were not released by the Trump administration.
I mean, as I look at Dana Bash's face, whose ex-husband was one of the CIA officials that orchestrated the Hunter Biden laptop's 51 signatures hoax. That's, again, they all know each other. That's her ex-husband. I believe her husband at the time, ex-husband now. I mean, who could possibly stay married to Dana Bash? But anyway, as I look at her ridiculous face, I wonder how it is that you can operate as a human being when all that you do is live in disingenuousness. That's all that you do is live in lies and propaganda and be nothing more than a modern day Joseph Goebbels. You know you're lying. The Biden administration, 240 removals. No, again, it's not who count. It's not how many people vote. It's who counts the vote. It's not how many things are actually done. It's who counts the things. They were not removals. Removals are once they're completely and totally in the country and established, you go find them and remove them. They were counting them. They were counting removals of people who never actually crossed the southern border. They caught them and they said, hey, you know, let's get our numbers in today. We'll catch them and just release them back into Mexico and we'll call it a removal. Or they let them cross 2 feet into America and then caught them and then removed them. So there weren't actual removals in terms of the actual definition of removals. It was just redefined by the Biden administration, as usual. And what's great, Aaron just gave me the numbers for today. What is the date today, Aaron?
The 27th.
27th of January, 2025. 1,179 arrests by ICE, 843 detainers in a single day. It's only going to get worse because they haven't even started yet. They're not even 100% operational yet. It's going to get better and better and better. Paul A. Cipolla video. Governor Pritzker, you just got obliterated by Tom Holman for lying about ICE agents. Let's go back to Fatty Pritzker. Play it for me.
So something crazy happened in Chicago at the end of last week. Two Secret Service agents went to a local elementary school because they were running down a threat that was made on TikTok. They identified themselves to the school principal. They even left cards saying, look, if you want to get back to us, here's how you get back to us. Suddenly the story became that it was ICE agents who went to this school, Tom. And Pedro Martinez, the Chicago Public Schools CEO, said this. Listen here.
We had individuals that came to one of our schools, Hamline Elementary School, that presented credentials that are and shared that they were from ICE. And so our staff followed the protocols. We were very clear. We've been training our principals, our security guards, any front office staff to make sure that they know that we are not to share any information with anybody from the Immigration Department or ICE.
So not only did the CEO of Chicago Public Schools pass off misinformation about U.S. Secret Service agents who were interpreted to be ICE, but listen to what J.B. Pritzker, the governor of Illinois, said after that. After a week of Republicans sowing fear and chaos, the first reports of raids in Chicago are at an elementary school, targeting children and separating families as cruel and un-American. To be clear again, these were Secret Service agents running down a threat that was made on TikTok. They were not ICE agents. ICE never went near that school. What do you say to Pedro Martinez and the governor of Illinois, who appear to be not only sowing information, but fear?
Well, Pedro Martinez lied. He lied to the city of Chicago because he knew it was Secret Service agents, because I talked to the people involved. They left their credentials. He knew exactly who were there, so he lied. Again, sowing fear in the immigrant community. And Governor Pritzker, you know, rather than calling ICE and asking us, did this happen or did it not happen, he goes on social media and terrifies elementary schools that ICE agents are walking in there. No, he accuses me of terrifying the community. No, he terrified the community. He terrified the children. You know what ICE did yesterday? They saved children. We arrested 9 sexual predators, many of them child sex predators. We saved children. ICE saved children. We're not going to schools and scaring the hell out of them. Governor Pritzker deserves, he needs to give ICE an apology. What he did was just plain wrong, and by doing that, he put fear in the community that shouldn't have to be there. Children shouldn't have to fear.
All right, so there you go. Now, again, these people like Pritzker and like Pedro Martinez, these are the people who want to censor speech. These are the people that are very concerned about disinformation. Again, J.B. Pritzker would love it if all conservative pundits, all conservative podcasts were taken down because we put out mis and disinformation. These are the people who wanted Nina Jankowicz and the Disinformation Governance Board. Yeah, these are the people who want to govern disinformation. These are the people who want to be the purveyors of, these are the people who want to be the arbiters of disinformation when they are the very purveyors of disinformation. J.B. Pritzker puts out that these were the first ICE raids. How was that raid? How was it a raid? Were there guys, did they do what they did at Mar-a-Lago? Did they do what they did at Roger Stone's house? They do what they did at pro-lifers' house? No, that was under the Gestapo Biden regime. No, there was nothing. There was absolutely nothing. It was 2 Secret Service agents that showed up at a school looking for somebody. That was it. How's that a raid? And they left their card and walked away. How's that a raid? That's that. So I guess as a Democrat, maybe you're a Democrat and you're watching right now. So that's the new definition for raid then? Is 2 Secret Service officers showing up in their suits and ties and leaving a card? That's a raid? And they put this out. J.B. Pritzker, to my knowledge, has not ever taken down that tweet. The first raids have begun. That's your raid, J.B.? That's your raid? And then I love it. You know, some of these people, I'm wondering now, if you're Pedro Martinez, you're the CEO of the Chicago Public School, should maybe he be arrested for instructing all of these people not to share information and actually giving instructional seminars to his employees about not cooperating with ICE? Doesn't that sound like obstruction to me? It sounds a little bit like obstruction to me. It sounds at least obstructive to me, whether it meets the federal statute for obstruction. I'm not sure, but it certainly sounds like it's on the border. If you're Pedro Martinez and you're the CEO of Chicago Public Schools and you're actually telling your employees to not cooperate with ICE officials. But didn't J.B. Pritzker in the original video say that we're upholding the law? How's that upholding the law when you're not upholding the law and you're not cooperating with the law? All right, I have to look at this one. This one's fun. This is kind of just my fun part of the border here. And I think it's my last couple here from the border. It is. Let's talk about Ilhan Omar for a couple minutes here. Because in my opinion, she's an illegal immigrant because she immigrated in the United States under false pretenses. So I want to look into, I got to do one more. I got to do Birthright before I get to Ilhan Omar. So right after Birthright, we'll do Ilhan Omar. Insurrection Barbie, the drafting of the 14th Amendment. So this is Birthright first, and then we're going to do Ilhan Omar. Play for me, Brent.
This federal judge stops President Trump's Birthright citizenship order. And he says, how could any licensed attorney sit here and say that the 14th Amendment doesn't mean birthright citizenship for everybody? Well, how about the attorney who helped write the 14th Amendment? Do you realize that the first draft of the 14th Amendment does just say all people born in the United States are citizens. And then Senator Jacob Howard, he introduces a second draft where it says all persons born in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens. And this former state attorney general, he doesn't seem to think that it covered literally everyone present in the United States under all circumstances. No, he says this means those people who are subject to the full and complete jurisdiction of the United States, that is to say, the same jurisdiction to which citizens are subject to. So how's that for a lawyer?
As Roe v. Wade was based on six lies and became the law of the land and now has been overturned by the great president, Donald J. Trump, the opinions and the thoughts about the 14th Amendment are also lies. Absolute lies to benefit the Democratic Party. This is why, and Alex Jones was speaking about this today, and this is who I got it from. This is why every year, thousands upon thousands, didn't know this, I don't know if you guys knew this or not, but thousands upon thousands of Chinese citizens come over mega pregnant. Aren't you not even supposed to be allowed to fly after a certain amount of months, but they do. And they fly over here and give birth to their kids here, so their kids are citizens of the United States and fly back to China. It's weird, isn't it? That was the intent of the 14th Amendment when the co-writer and the one who put out the final draft of the 14th Amendment, Jacob Howard and former state attorney general, said, you know what? No, someone born in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction they're in. So using the Chinese as an example, when those Chinese parents come in and give birth to their child, they're subject to our jurisdiction? No, they're subject to the CCP and the PLA in the homeland of China. That's how it works. So it's all been a lie. Basically, everything you and I get told by the federal government are bold-faced lies. All right, now on to my own personal entertainment. All right, so Juanita Broderick video here. Let's talk about Ilhan Omar, because I believe eventually, now she's not going to be priority one, but will we have the guts to actually deal with her immigration status because she immigrated to the United States, in my opinion, or enabled her brother, so his immigration status, or and because her lies about marrying her brother, for me, would disqualify her as a citizen of the United States. We need to look into her immigration status. So let's see if anybody has the guts to do it. So Juanita Broderick video. I know a lot of you know this already, but this is a little bit more information than I've heard before. Juanita Broderick video. Ilhan Omar, obviously, it's a small little documentary about who she actually married. Play for me.
It was first made a few years ago. Congresswoman Ilhan Omar tried to knock it down by calling it absurd. Then when the media turned up a wedding certificate, Omar went silent, refusing to make any comments at all, saying she does not talk about her family or personal life. Well, now others are talking, like Abdelhakim Osman, a prominent member of the Minneapolis Somali community, who is now on the record telling the Daily Mail that in 2009, Ilhan Omar married her biological brother, Ahmed Saeed Almi, so that he could legally remain in the U.S. and attend college. At the time, Omar was married to Ahmed Hirsi, but it was a religious marriage, meaning there was no Minnesota state record stating that she and Hirsi were husband and wife. And so marrying her brother would allow her sibling to get his legal immigration documents. But Mr. Osman isn't just saying that Omar married her biological brother. He also gave the Daily Mail the name of the Christian minister who married them. That minister reportedly says she does not want to be involved or interviewed about Congresswoman Omar.
Oh, so we got the paperwork, we got the minister, we got the witnesses. She married her brother, everybody. Then everyone needs to stop being afraid. I honestly don't think any Trump official, when you've been so royally put through the ringer, like Donald Trump has, like his family has, like Bannon has, like Navarro has, like all these people, you know, who cares what anybody says anymore? Who cares? You've already been to federal prison. Who cares? So we need to look into the immigration status of Ilhan Omar, because she's a liar and she's lied on forms, and she married her own brother to facilitate her own brother being able to stay in the United States of America. And there's a Christian witness. I mean, a Christian minister who refuses to answer any questions. I wonder why you refuse. Everyone practices evil, hates light, does not come to light, lest their deeds be exposed. So we need to look into that. Now, I just had to play this video again. This is just my own guilty pleasure part of the podcast here, because she recently made a very interesting statement, again, hearkening back to the cruelty of the Trump administration. So this is Dr. Jebra Fossey video. I'm going to let you see if you can find out where she blew it here on this video. Play for me.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you all for joining us. First, I want to thank my partner in this, Senator Hirono, for her leadership in this work to repeal the outdated and dangerous Alien Enemies Act of 1798. The last time the Alien Enemies Act was invoked, it was used to detain and deport German, Japanese, Italian immigrants during World War XI. It was used to detain and deport German, Japanese, Italian immigrants during World War XI.
Wow. Just wow.
Thousands of families will be separated from the ones they love and the country they love. And thousands of families will have their futures and dreams torn apart.
Well, they're here illegally, so you know what? You get your dreams torn apart. And, you know, again, the people who actually did the family separations under the Alien Enemies Act back in World War XI. Remember that one? World War XI. Again, these people are so stupid. I told you this. They're zealous, but they're ignoramuses. Again, it's just read. How do you not know? Well, how do you end up? Of course, is she reading off a teleprompter? Is she reading off a page? I don't know. But how do you not know that? World War XI. How would that ever cross your lips? Ever? Because you're actually a stupid ignoramus. That's what she is. She said, "How do again? You're a Democrat. You vote for people who say World War XI. You pull the lever for somebody stupid enough to say World War XI." And don't hand me, Mr. I mean, come on, we got Joe Biden going, using the word pause from the teleprompter. You know what I mean? State of Minnesota, pause. That's what you vote for. We don't ever do that, okay? We don't do that. And of course, she's got the stupidest member of the Senate. I mean, literally, I mean, the dumbest person I've ever seen in public service. Mazie Hirono. I mean, the dumbest human being ever.
Yeah.
And Ilhan Omar is nothing but an inbred brother marrier. And well, here's one last stupid thing she said. Play it for me.
CARE was founded after 9/11 because they recognized that some people did something and that all of us were starting to lose access to our civil liberties.
So no matter what you believe about 9/11, believe me, I believe it was another Fed insurrection. I'm just saying, no matter what you believe, it wasn't some people doing something. Thousands of Americans died at the hands of Islamic extremists. All right, so some people doing something is an unbelievable summation of 9/11 because she is a stupid human being. Let's go out to California, shall we? Things are moving along swimmingly out there, aren't they? People are back in their, I mean, you can't be back in your house when it's been incinerated. But things are moving along great, aren't they? Have you heard all the great reports coming out of California? No, not at all. Just like, anybody, Aaron, have you heard one good thing out of Maui since it happened?
No.
Not me neither, no. Not one. I've read one good report, and I'm all over the news. Every day, hours a day, nothing. Not one good thing from Maui. Not one good thing from LA, but good. Here's the thing. Air Force One landed there. Trump's there, and he's confronting the people who are in charge. Clip Creeper video. A look at two presidents handling devastating fires. Play for me.
Bill and I are here to grieve with you, but also want you to know the entire country is here for you. That's not hyperbole. We mean that. The entire country is here for you.
I don't think you can realize how rough it is, how devastating it is until you see it.
It's going to be a long road, but you got to have hope.
You have emergency powers just like I do, and I'm exercising my emergency powers. You have to exercise them also.
I did exercise them.
Because I mean, you have a very powerful emergency power, and yes. You can do everything within 24 hours.
Yes.
You know, I've been impressed how you look out for one another.
But you know that you will be able to go back soon.
Mr. President.
We think within a week.
And I promise you, I give you my word as a Biden, as long as I am president, your governor's governor, and this group of you, your elected officials are there, we're not going to stop. till it's done.
A week is actually a long time, the way I look at it. I watched hundreds of people standing in front of their lots, and they're not allowed to go in. It's all burned. It's gone. It's done. Nothing's going to happen to it. It's not going to burn anymore. There's nothing to burn. There's almost nothing to burn. And they want to go in. The people are all over the place. They're standing, and they say, Warren, you're going in. We're trying to get a permit. And the permit's going to take them. Everybody said 18 months. You said 18 months. You said 18 months.
Years ago, now 15 years ago, I was in Washington doing Meet the Press. It was a sunny Sunday. And lightning struck at home on a little lake. It's outside of our home, not a lake, a big pond. And hit a wire and came up underneath our home into the heating ducts, the air conditioning duct. To make a long story short, I almost lost my wife, my 67 Corvette, and my cat.
So we're waiving the federal permits. Either waive them or give them to you so rapidly it's going to be essentially the same thing, but we're going to try and just waive them. And we'll rely on the local, but the local, I hope, is going to do the same exact thing. They're literally ready to start right away tonight.
And we were insured. We did not have any problem.
Every insurance company in the country left California.
That's right.
That's why you have no insurance, because you made it so impossible. People that think like you made it so impossible.
And Brad, know,
me,
every
Mr.
insurance
President,
company.
I don't know what
I'll
you
tell
know
you this,
about my thinking.
I've never seen a state where almost nobody has insurance. And I said, what happened? And they said like 6 months ago, they all left.
We're not going to build back for you. You're going to build back better. Better than you had.
We're going to override all of permitting. The only thing you have to do is get your state people, which should be very easy, because that's literally so easy to do.
I don't want to do anything out of line here, but if anyone would like to speak with me when this is over, I'll stay around, because I just want you to know we really care. Not a joke.
I'm going to give you everything you want. I'm going to give you more than any president would have ever given you. If most presidents wouldn't be here, number one. They certainly wouldn't be here after 3 days. They would not be here. I can tell you that. But you essentially already have your permits. You can just go.
Items which will prevent it or at least mitigate it from happening again. So you're going to see us proposing both of those.
Like water. Little things like water. You know, the party of common sense. See, we're the bread. We're the party of common sense. You're not, in all fairness.
Yes, sir.
We like water to put out fires. It's really quite efficient.
I just had to play that one more time. But, I mean, yeah, I mean, again, why is this even a thought? Why is it a thought? How can you be a Democrat when they don't have water in your fire hydrants? And we're putting together some items to make this impossible to happen again. How about water, moron? Is water top of the list, at least in your list of items that you're going to pass through the state house? Is that what's going to happen? I love that. We're the party of common sense, Brad. You're not. And he said about people, the insurance companies leaving. They left because of people who think like you and people who think like me. It's just like Karen Bass. You know, he's talking about executive orders, you know, passing in like an emergency proclamation. I did. She sounds like a 4-year-old. I did. You vote for that, Democrats? You're disgusting. And who you vote for are disgusting. Seriously. I mean, disgusting repulsiveness. But anyway, he says to you know, people like you cause the insurance companies. Even people who think like us, they act all offended by it. It's absolutely true. The reason why the insurance company, just State Farm, pulled all of their policies 6 months before the fire was not because they were cruel. And I'm no big fan of insurance companies. I'm just telling you, it's not because they were cruel. They canceled all of their policies because of people who think like Democratic Party politicians in California, because they refused to mitigate dead brush, because it'll harm the climate. It'll harm the woods. Dead brush? And if you don't mitigate the brush, they know, because all of their power poles were actually put in the ground in the 50s. Their transformers are from the 50s. So the insurance companies know, because they've been losing billions every year, that if we don't pull our policies, it's going to be another wildfire, because they're allowing all that dry brush to lean against power poles that are 50, 75 years old, and they might immediately spark. And their power grid was put in place in the 20s. So they know there's going to be fires, because there's no way dry brush is not going to spark from a 75-year-old power pole. So that's why they pulled. So it was people who think like you caused the insurance companies to pull their policies. That's exactly accurate. It's exactly, I mean, it's exactly right. Perfectly accurate. All right, I got to show you this. I mean, I really don't have time. Told these guys to be out. I'd be done at 10:15. Oh, man. All right, I don't know. All right, let me do this, and then I'll do these two things. That's got to be it then. All right, Citizen Free Press tweet. All right, I have to show you this. I mean, COVID is a combination. So this is all coming out now. I wonder why it's coming out now, because we actually have honest people in charge of these various agencies, like the CDC, like the NIH, NIAID. COVID is a combination of the virus and Ralph Baric's diffuse grant. What? Anthony Fauci told us that his work did not result in the COVID-19 variant. That's what he said, the COVID-19 virus. He didn't do it. Oh, wait, but it's a combination of the virus and Ralph Baric's diffuse grant proposal and the virus and the Vincent Munster's preempt grant proposal. Munster is from the NIH's Rocky Mountain Lab. Munster's proposal was the winning proposal because he proposed a virus vaccine that bats would spread through aerosol breathing like COVID. So this came from NIH. Thought Anthony Fauci said that it did not. That's why, see, Anthony Fauci, was he playing a word game when he said it did not come from the Wuhan Institute of Virology? Because it actually came from us first, and then it was transferred over to the Wuhan Institute of Virology as Ralph Baric was teaching the bat lady, Dr. Lee, Dr. G, whatever her name is.
G.
Yep. Dr. G. How to do gain-of-function research and hide the evidentiary trail. Baric's virus vaccine was supposed to be sprayed on the bats by humans with spray guns. But then Fauci created a new grant program called CREED, allowing Baric and Munster to work together. So he did create the COVID-19 virus. Well, wait a minute. What did he tell Rand Paul? Caleb, whole video. Play for me, Brent.
Dr. Fauci, as you are aware, it is a crime to lie to Congress. Section 1001 of the U.S. Criminal Code creates a felony.
All right, guys, just fast forward that all the way to 3 minutes. Just make it happen. Doesn't matter. So let's listen to Dr. Fauci. Just get it close. It can be 312. It doesn't matter, because the main part is after that. So I just wanted to get as much in as I can. Tell me when you're ready.
Ready.
All right, hit it.
This paper that you are referring to was judged by qualified staff up and down the chain as not being gain of function.
You take an animal virus and you increase its transmissibility to humans,
right?
You're saying that's not gain of function?
Yeah, that is correct. And Senator Paul, you do not know what you are talking about, quite frankly. And I want to say that officially. You do not know what you are talking about.
Let's read from the NIH definition of gain of function. This is your definition that you guys wrote. It says that scientific research that increases the transmissibility among mammals is gain of function. They took animal viruses that only occur in animals, and they increased their transmissibility to humans. How you can say that is not gain of function?
It is not.
It's a dance, and you're dancing around this because you're trying to obscure responsibility for 4 million people dying around the world from a pandemic.
And let's send Dr. Fauci.
Well, now you're getting into something. If the point that you are making is that the grant that was funded as a sub-award from EcoHealth to Wuhan created SARS-CoV-2. That's where you are getting. Let me finish.
We don't know.
Well,
we don't
wait
know
a minute.
If it did come from the lab, but all the evidence is pointing that it came from the lab, and there will be responsibility for those who funded the lab, including yourself.
Will allow the witness to respond.
I totally resent the lie that you are now propagating, Senator, because if you look at the viruses that were used in the experiments that were given in the annual reports that were published in the literature. It is molecularly impossible.
No one's saying those viruses caused the pandemic. What we're alleging is that gain-of-function research was going on in that lab, and NIH funded it.
That is
not... You can't get away from it. It meets your definition, and you are obfuscating the truth.
I'm not obfuscating the truth. You are the one.
Time is expired, but...
All right, and be ready. I need you guys to load up that last one for me, that Citizen Free Press tweet one more time and side-by-side it for me so I can use it as a reference. You can side-by-side it and make it so I can read it. There you go. Thanks, guys. Yeah, all right, that's good. Now, Anthony Fauci just said that he was so offended by Rand Paul, blaming him for 4 million deaths due to his gain-of-function research. Now, that we can, the gain-of-function part... And, you know, the definition of gain of function, Rand Paul's right. Anthony Fauci's completely and totally wrong. And that was backed up by the NIH director later. But I digress. So anyway, NIH had to publicly admit they did gain of function research after Anthony Fauci perjured himself, saying that they weren't doing gain of function research. But that's the side point. Anthony Fauci in that video says, you're blaming me for this. But the published report of the molecules that they used, the Wuhan Institute of Virology, were not COVID-19, were not caused by our gain-of-function research. Well, first of all, who's the author of this published report? A published report? You're going to believe anything from Anthony Fauci? His fake, fraudulent, redacted emails and everything else where he's trying to convince scientists to change their opinions, goes over to the CIA, doesn't sign in, is an unregistered guest of the CIA, and turned six out of seven scientists who used to say that it was absolutely a lab-made virus, and then they changed their opinions to natural origin after a visit with Anthony Fauci. Again, if you're a Democrat, it's either galactic incompetence or, and this one here is absolutely pure, repulsive, disgusting agenda. So he says there's a published report that states it's molecularly impossible that the viruses that they were doing gain-of-function research at in the Wuhan Institute of Virology were COVID-19. Well, okay, but were they these, though? And is he simply, again, doing the Potomac two-step, or as Rand Paul said, obfuscating the truth by saying, well, it didn't happen in Wuhan, but it actually happened here. COVID is a combination of the virus and Ralph Baric's diffuse grant proposal. Ralph Baric, funded by the NIH, proposal, and the virus in Vincent Munster's preempt grant proposal. Munster from the NIH Rocky Mountain Lab. Munster's proposal was the winning proposal because he proposed a virus vaccine that bats would spread through aerosol, i.e. airborne virus, like COVID-19. Baric's virus vaccine was supposed to be sprayed on the bats by humans with spray guns, but then Fauci created a new grant program called Creed, allowing Baric and Munster to work together. The result was a spike protein, Baric, that could spread through the air, Munster. And the article on Citizen Free Press explains everything. He did create COVID-19. He did. Whether it's at Wuhan or not, he lied under oath. He either lied by omission or commission, but he lied. And just one thing, coming from this human perspective, it's from human perspective on Twitter, little article piece here. There's also a video with it, but we're not going to play that. The High Court in Kenya has suspended Bill Gates' immunity from prosecution. Why is that, I wonder? Why is Kenya doing it? The World Health Organization is largely funded by Bill Gates and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, who helped coin the term decade of vaccines. Much of his global health work is done through the WHO in 2024. Dr. Walt Waham talked to Uganda's president about the World Health Organization's neonatal tetanus vaccination. You have to get tetanus when you first get born. What's a little tiny baby who's 1 month old going to step on a nail? Some of the vials, neonatal tetanus vaccination campaign of 2013 in Kenya. Some of the vials from that campaign were taken by doctors and independently tested by labs. They found out the tetanus vials had chemically bonded HCG molecules in them. Oh, what's the problem there? Well, here it is. Human chorionic, I'm never going to get it. Gonadotropin is a hormone needed for pregnancy, which the Indian scientist Talwar used as an ideal target for his anti-fertility birth control vaccines. So they're finding birth control agents inside of the tetanus vaccinations in Kenya. Hence, the High Court in Kenya has suspended Bill Gates' immunity from prosecution. Another country, Bill Gates is going to spend the rest of his life in prison, and he should, as a homicidal lunatic. Got to show you this video before we leave tonight. This video is absolutely the coolest video that I've seen in a while. L.D. Basler video, George Washington, Ben Carson speaking here. George Washington, the bulletproof president. Play for me.
Bulletproof president?
Yeah.
You know, George Washington was a courier for General Braddock, one of the English generals during the French and Indian War. All of the couriers were killed, and Washington had two horses shot from beneath him, and he had four bullet holes in his jacket, but no flesh wounds. He had bullet fragments in his hair, no flesh wounds. Many years later, he still hadn't become president yet, but he was back in the area, and one of the Indian chiefs who had been involved was elderly at that point, near death. He said to his braves, take me to see this man. I must see him before I die. And when they brought him in the presence of Washington, he said, sir, I'm an expert marksman, and I shot you 17 times, and my men shot you, and pretty soon I told them to stop wasting their bullets, and I just wanted to meet the man who was protected by the great presence above. That story used to be in all of our history books until it became politically incorrect.
Why was it politically incorrect?
God.
I'm not liking the devil. He's getting a little annoying.
God is great and greatly to be praised, and he formed this country. Rumble Rants tonight. Nate Dad won $51. Texas Billy $50. Gucci Buckeye $20. Nitsua $10. Will Gilbert $10. Tammy L. Margaret $10. Chopper Supernut $10. Appreciate you guys so much. Appreciate you guys in the chat. 1,170 people with us right now. I love each and every one of you. Even if you hate me, I love you back. How do you like that? There you go. Stick around for the post game. It is awesome. Post game is awesome. You've got to stick around for it. I'll be back here tomorrow night, 9 o'clock. Don't miss it. God bless you guys. I'm not talking about those who aren't saved. I'm talking about those who are saved. And I'm even especially talking about those who used to be excited about their walk with God. Maybe those who are saved that have never really been excited. And I'm asking myself, why aren't they excited about Jesus, about their walk with God? And I want to tell you why. Are you ready? The reason why is because you've come in before and you've been lit on fire. And you really liked it, and you went home and did nothing with it. And then you got lit on fire again, got really excited, and then went home and did nothing with it. You've got to go home and pray, Bible study, worship, and fellowship daily, or it will go out your carnal mind, which is a clanging cymbal, will drown out the love of God.
Thank you for watching the Tom Lipley podcast. We appreciate your support. As a special thank you, when you donate $25 or more, you'll receive a free TLP mug. Sip your favorite beverage while enjoying all the insights from our episodes. Your support helps us keep bringing you current events from around the globe. Donate now to claim your mug.